I don't have any statistics to prove it, but I am sure that for the last 6 months during the recession, Americans are playing a lot more video games. Just this morning, I was watching one of my kids play World of Warcraft, her multiplayer online game. I couldn't even begin to understand what she was controlling, where she was, what she was doing. Video games today take incredible amounts of time to learn and incredible amounts of processing power just to, you know, hunt up some treasure or steal a car.
Commercial games these days are talking about how the game has 40 hours of gameplay. You know, there's thousands of items you can pick up and thousands of levels you can gain. But really, for an adult, you know, who has a job, who has a family, they don't have time to waste 40 hours just to know the ending of the story. You know, kids are very rich in terms of time.
That is Genova Chen. He's not much more than a kid himself. He's 27, but he's one of a handful of designers who are looking to help gaming grow up.
I don't think just trying to be really skillful on shooting somebody's head with my sniper rifle is going to help my life in any better way. As an adult, I wanted to make a game that is still interesting and valuable for an adult to experience. Because I think when you talk about points or powers or magic, you know, these words are not universal.
Chen's new game, Flower, is kind of a carnation in the muzzle of the usual shoot 'em up games. You start with one flower in a pot in a gray urban apartment. And what you do in the game is set about fulfilling that flower's dream. One flower is lonely, so its dream is to have more flowers around it. Another flower, on a hot day, dreams of a breeze to cool it down. To play Flower, you push a button, any button on the controller, to generate some wind. The gusts propel a flower petal, which you then direct by tilting the controller. It's so simple, it's almost counterintuitive if you've gotten accustomed to all the complicated button combinations on most video games.
You are the wind. You blow over the field, and everything you touch, you give life to them. So if you touch a flower, the flower blooms. And as you satisfy each dream of the flower, the room starts to become better. The room becomes bright, and there's colors. It's more about reaching a harmony between the nature and urban life. Trying to describe it in words.
No, I understand.
It's very, very difficult.
Well, it's so beautiful, and the music is so lovely, just almost as kinetic art. I could imagine devoting an hour or two to it in a way that, in traditional games, I would start off and say, nah, this doesn't look so interesting to me. Whereas this, you can just sort of chill and derive pleasure from the beauty of the sound and light.
I think, you know, your perception is right. This game probably, you know, lasts about 2 hours, a little bit more than 2 hours. So we really think about creating something more like movie theater experience. You know, you go into this place and you experience something really emotional and powerful.
So many video games, because there's such a narrow range of experience, it's like all I eat are nachos and Big Macs. And that's all I care about.
Exactly. It's like, well, right now there's... Everybody eat meat, but there's no vegetable or fruit and anything. The only way you can help a medium to grow is to somehow tell the audience, hey, there's actually vegetable you can eat, right? And there's fruit, which tastes great.
But it's not like Genova Chen has anything against traditional video games for kids. In fact, he took his nom de pixel, Genova Chen, from Final Fantasy VII.
Well, my real name is Xinghan, which means the Milky Way, which is a very cool name. But Genova was a character in Final Fantasy VII, and it doesn't have a gender. A lot of people thought it was a she, but anyway, it's an alien that tried to destroy Earth. I mean, it's very embarrassed to mention what Genova is.
His dad thought that maybe his gaming obsession could lead somewhere serious.
Yeah, he's into software, so he's like, oh, you should really think about becoming a software engineer or go to study computer science, become a professor. But my interest was always in art, so I told him I want to do something that combines technology and art together.
So he came from China and enrolled at the University of Southern California, one of the first students in a brand new department, interactive media. Now there are tons of programs like this at colleges and universities, all aiming more or less to legitimize the profession.
A lot of my passion for games comes from knowing that a medium could be left behind. I felt the responsibility to make sure that this medium, a video game, or interactive art, could grow and become mature that will be embraced by everyone. I felt, you know, I have to do it, you know, in order to see this day when video game is the mature medium that enjoyed by everybody. And knowing that interactive medium is a grander medium because it has all the traditional medium aspects. Like they have visuals, they have sound, they have words, literatures. You know, it also allow performing and acting. But then the interactive medium has interactions, which other medium don't. So theoretically, you can accomplish a lot more or something that's a lot deeper than the existing medium. So just knowing that possibility is so big that you can find something great in this space, you know, makes me feel safe.
Well, it's interesting because 10 years ago and 15 years ago, there were all, whenever I would talk to people either in the film business or in the tech business, they would say, oh, these two cultures don't understand each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the film people don't really get the interactive people don't really get filmmaking. And it sounds like you're the first of the generations who are trained in sort of, you know, a kind of hybrid.
Well, it's kind of, but I mean, my specialty is in interactive experience. I mean, I did shot movies, but I hated it. It was very difficult. And I thought,
why did you hate it?
It's like I was used to create art, you know, from a studio. So I have control on almost everything, right?
Oh, it was those damn people that were difficult.
Well, yeah, when you work on film, you know, especially acting, in order to direct an actor, you really need to have a very good communication skill. Well, I am not a native English speaker. That was a very difficult thing. When I first came to the country, now I have to direct some actor to perform the way I wanted.
Yeah.
You know, in video game business, at least for now, you're directing engineers and artists. You know, when you direct artists, they are very visually oriented. Maybe I can't tell someone how I feel, but I can draw small pictures and they will get it, right? And engineers is easy because I have a computer science background. We talk in code.
Right.
We talk in logic. So I see the future of video game or interactive entertainment having more acting involved and performance involved.
Is there a movement? Are there others like you who are sort of like mind?
Since the digital distribution, there are these small downloadable games. Because they're downloadable, they skip the entire retail chain. And the retail chain is what keeps the games so expensive because you have to have multi-million dollar investment budget into this game so it's big enough that the retail chain would say, all right, we will sell your game. If you want to make Flower to be a box game, Walmart will never pick it up because they don't believe this game is going to sell. It's the same thing to a lot of the music industry.
Right.
With digital distribution, it allows publishers and investors to invest in a small budget game and to be able to sell it and, you know, be profitable. And the small budget allows higher risk. You know, people can try something new without feeling that they're going to run bankruptcy.
As Mao said, let 100 flowers bloom. Genova Chen, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I really enjoy just talking about it. You know, every time I talk about these things, even though it's in my mind, by speaking it out, it makes me understand it better.
You can see Flower at studio360.org, and you can play another Genova Chen game, Flow. It's his thesis project from school that got him his big professional break.